the whole aspect of peacekeeping is a very important part of Irish foreign policy. And if you look at the Irish military involvement in Lebanon, we've been there since 1978. Down through the years, it has been a peacekeeping force. And people have to understand, in a situation like that, it's a peacekeeping. And you normally have two groups, and in the middle, you have a UN peacekeeping force. And generally, the participants to the agreement, as was agreed in Lebanon, they would generally agree to the principles. And it's the troops on the ground. The troops on the ground will supervise the agreement. And generally, you don't have a huge amount of aggression in the area. But Lebanon is a totally different situation, unfortunately. And that peacekeeping force in Lebanon has been there, and it has been a huge success in terms of projecting what the United Nations are trying to achieve. I can understand how people at present would be very concerned about the situation in Lebanon, because the situation in Lebanon is a microcosm of what's happening all over the Middle East. In general, the situation is very, very serious. We can see what's happening in Gaza and a terrible situation that exists there. And once you have a situation in the Middle East, it permeates right around the area. And in South Lebanon, there is a very, very tense situation going on at present. But that's all caught in with the overall situation in the Middle East. The troops have changed. They've just changed in the last number of weeks. And the new battalion that has moved into that area is from the Galway area. And I once again will emphasize that these are professional soldiers that are involved in a very serious operation out there. They are well protected. They are well led by very good leadership within the group, within the battalion, because most of them will have a lot of service in Lebanon. For example, I served in Lebanon for 2.5 years of my military career. So there is great experience for Irish within the Irish military community.